This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 83, the 10 linking words you need to get that 7 in writing task 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll get 10 linking words to help you get a 7 on writing task 2 and to express opinions and arguments. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day here. How are you?
Really? Well, it was a rainy day and now it's beautiful. The sun has come out, so I'm feeling good. You know, it's amazing how the weather can change our mood, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. I am too moody, I think. I'm a little on the sensitive side of the person range. So yeah, I am totally sensitive to weather, but I'm kind of opposite because like the cloudy skies make me happy. So
the sun makes you depressed?
No, but it puts pressure on me to like go outside and be like productive out in the world if it's sunny. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. You feel like, if you're inside, you're not living your life well, yeah, or something, right?
Like I feel guilty for relaxing if it's sunny, you know?
Yeah. You gotta go, go, go. Also, part of that might be our culture, right? American culture is very go, go, go oriented. We like to always be doing things.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So let's encourage our listeners to slow down a little bit. Just
slow down and get some clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're preparing for the IELTS exam. You know, that's why we built into our course the daily learning plan to build in, you know, every 7th day, they're going ahead and relaxing and they're not doing IELTS prep because we need that time off. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. Yeah. You need some time off or else you're going to get burnt out and you're going to do way worse.
Absolutely. And burnout is not fun. I've been on the brink of it at different times in my life, and it is not a good place to be. So we don't want our listeners to burn out.
Oh my gosh.
So you gotta be careful. Take care of yourself.
No, yeah, seriously. Yeah, when I was in, I think I had one panic attack like my whole life. I think that's what it was. Cause I was working in Taipei and I was doing so many hours, just an incredible amount of hours. And like I was walking between one job to another job and all of a sudden, like I couldn't slow down my walking and I was like breathing so fast and like Oh man, it was such a scary feeling.
Whoa,
to be like out of control like that. Yeah.
Whoa, that's scary. Wow.
I know.
Oh, man.
I was okay after like an hour or not an hour, you know, I calmed down a bit and I was fine, but just that feeling, that initial feeling of like, oh, that, you know, panic.
Yeah, oof. Not being in control and also being in a new culture. I also had a moment of panic. I don't know if it was a panic attack, but in Japan where I was working a lot of hours, I was teaching a kids class and I just started to feel horrible, you know, just exhausted and burnt out. And oh man, we had to take care of ourselves.
I know. So. Yeah. Don't let that happen to our listeners.
Yeah, for our listeners, guys, I think that listening to this podcast is a good way to avoid burnout, though, because you can learn a little bit, get a few little tips, and relax and go for a run, take your dog for a walk, something like that, to avoid being at home and studying in front of the computer. Yeah.
We had one of the coolest emails, I think, that I've seen from our listener who he says he listens to us when he's out running, like every morning.
Yeah, and it was, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And he listened to a podcast about idioms and, he like after his run, he wrote one of the idioms on a piece of paper and like took his picture with it and sent it to us. And I was so stoked. Like
that
I'm so
was super cool.
That was the best.
That was awesome. So a shout out to Nicolo, I believe is his name. And he is one of our biggest fans. We appreciate you for listening to our podcast all the time. And we want you to succeed on your IELTS exam.
And you will.
So thank you for the support, Nicolo. Yeah. and everyone else. All right. Let's get into it. Yeah. Jessica, so
Yeah.
The last
Go ahead.
Episode, the last episode we talked about, you know, how to approach task two, how to approach the writing exam, what sort of steps you should take, you know, and that the really like vital tip of an argument essay is always the best. And I think a lot of teachers don't do that because, it means that they will lose teaching hours because they won't have to teach you so many essays. You know what I mean? So some teachers are like, oh no, but you really need to learn how to organize these other five essays just in case. Okay. So no, you don't. Oh. So the argument essay is all you need, guys, and problem solution, but that's, you know, another story. So we talked about that last time. And then we said we talk about linking words today. So we're bringing it into a very specific topic today.
If you are taking the IELTS and you're wondering where to start and what to do, you can get our 7-step checklist for free now. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and you'll get the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. See you there. Okay. So again, just to reiterate, so we want to focus the majority of our study time when it comes to IELTS writing task two on the argument essay, right?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because that's the most likely question that we're going to get.
Like exactly.
All the other questions are unlikely except for the problem solution. So maybe focusing between the argument essay and the problem solution essay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So almost all the questions are about opinions and asking you to talk about opinions. So the argument essay is the best way to approach that. You know, your opinions are never wrong. So a lot of IELTS teachers, this is sort of continuing from the last episode, but so a lot of IELTS teachers will tell their students, like, if the question says, what is your opinion on this? Then you have to write an opinion essay. Of course not. That's ridiculous. Like, your opinion is never wrong. If you can agree with both sides, then that's your opinion. And that's great. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you get an opinion essay question, it's okay to answer it as an argument essay using both sides.
Think of every All right, question good. That has opinions, just use an argument. Okay. So linking words.
Okay. So, yeah, what kind of vocabulary do we have to use to nail this argument essay?
Okay, cool. So, I like to lay out, outlines for my students that consist of the linking words that they could use to organize every body paragraph. All right. So let's talk about those and then you and I could sort of brainstorm an example paragraph. Okay.
Sure. That sounds good. So what are they?
All right. Cool. So, every sentence should have a linking word, guys. I know it doesn't feel natural. It sounds weird, but the examiner looks for linking words specifically in order to give you a good grade for organization, for coherence. So use linking words all the time. Okay, so in your body paragraph, the first body paragraph, okay, that's paragraph two, you are introducing the first opinion, okay? And you could say, okay, let's think of an example question first. Lindsay, what's a hot topic today? What are people arguing about today?
Oh boy, a hot topic. Well, we've talked about co-ed schools. That's a good one, but we've talked about that a little bit too much. So let's see if we can come up with something else. Well, gentrification is a big one, right?
Huge.
Something that's happening in New York and Boston. We could talk about that.
In Portland too. It's been on the news a lot lately. Yeah. So yeah, explain what gentrification is. That's a really high level term.
Gentrification. That's a high level term. And it would also be good for the speaking test potentially if our listeners want to bring in any ideas from the news. So what it is what's going on. For example, in a neighborhood that I lived in Brooklyn a few years ago in South Park Slope, you know, this neighborhood used to be affordable. So different groups of people were living there. And now what's happening is the real estate owners are realizing that these areas are areas where people want to live now, right? Because people are moving out of Manhattan into Brooklyn, right? Mm-hmm. And they're renovating these apartments and skyrocketing the prices.
Yep.
So people are having to move further out into Queens, into like South Brooklyn, way far away, an hour and a half from Manhattan, right? Mm-hmm. And that's happening all over the world. Yeah. And so neighborhoods are becoming, in some ways, neighborhoods are becoming a little safer. Crime rate is going down, but it's also sad to see certain groups of people having to be pushed out because they can no longer afford their neighborhood.
Exactly. So when Lindsay and I are talking about, you know, different groups of people have to move out, you know, unfortunately that usually means people that don't have enough money. right? And so haven't had the same opportunities as everyone else. And that means your neighborhood will be less diverse. And it's just, it's not, you know, it's not fair. It's not fair. So that's, yeah, that's a huge thing in the news. Okay, cool. So let's talk about that. Okay, so let's take one side, that gentrification is bad. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could introduce that, your the topic sentence. As for the people that, as for those who believe gentrification is bad, they feel this way. Okay. So as for blah, 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 they feel Yeah. They feel this way because, their neighborhood becomes safer. So that will be your first reason. You introduce your first reason there. And then we give an example. For instance, and then we and you could make something up.
Would this be a place where we could make something up? We could bring in a fake statistic here, right? Yep. We could throw in a statistic about crime rate dropping in New York City. We know that it has dropped in New York City, right? And we could throw that in.
Yeah. So let's make up a statistic. So you said Park Slope was your neighborhood, right? So let's say, for instance, a study in Park Slope last year found that crime had decreased by 17% in the previous 18 months or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And again, as we've said in previous episodes, it is okay to make up these statistics, right? Totally. We know you don't have access to a computer. So if you haven't heard our episodes before, it's okay to lie. It's okay to make up a stat.
It's actually fun. I encourage students to do this. Totally.
And it's creative.
Yeah. But we don't, you can't end the paragraph there. That's only two sentences. So far we have topic sentence, reason one, and then an example. So let's think of another reason. In addition, what's another reason why Oh, wait, this was supposed to be gentrification is bad. I just said a good reason.
Right. I was a little confused by your example. Should we go back?
Let's go back. As for people who support gentrification, they believe this because the crime rate has decreased. Okay, there we go. So what's another reason? In addition,
you know, they believe that real estate investors should be able to increase rents as they want, right? They believe that the power should lie with the business owners.
Great. Yeah. This is a very capitalist side of things. So in addition, people who support, you know, free economy, capitalism feel that landlords and business owners should demand the rents that they deem fit. A fantastic example of this is the house next door to me rented for $1,200 a month last year, and now it's already renting for $1,600 a month, or you know,
right?
Like that.
And that's what happens exactly. Gentrification. So in that case, the linking words that we used were, let's review them one more time, Jessica.
Yeah.
Right. So we used as for to begin the perspective of one side.
And then they believe this because that introduces the first reason. For instance.
Yeah, that's a good way to give an example, right? In addition, as the linking between, right?
That introduces the next reason.
And then a fantastic example is, it's interesting, Jessica, because when we speak, we don't really use these words so much.
No,
so this really is a skill that we have to build for the writing test, isn't it?
That's why it's so unnatural, you know? I mean, even when I'm writing, I don't use linking words like this, but this is the, this is the clearest way to show the examiner your organization skills. And for our listeners, this is a very easy way to memorize how to organize your ideas. So it helps you in the exam because you already know what you're going to write and how you're going to organize it, you know? So memorizing this as an equation is super helpful.
Clearly. And if we already know what the examiner wants, so we might as well work backwards from there and put these into our essay, guys. Go ahead and use these phrases in your essay. You don't need to make up new ones. As we've said, we're always giving you examples that you can use directly in your essays,
right? Exactly. So To begin the second body paragraph, you would use the contrasting linking words. In contrast, other people hold the notion that, I really like that phrase. Ooh. Other people.
Notion, a good one.
Other people, so notion is like idea, belief. Other people hold the notion that gentrification is negative.
Is unfair. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then firstly, this is because, long-time residents can no longer afford to live there.
Right. For example, right? In that case, you could tell a story about someone that you know, mm-hmm. right? For example, my friend at work had to move out of her neighborhood that she had been in for 25 years exactly. and she had to leave her extended family.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And then, the next reason, moreover, this is pushing people out into areas that are perhaps further away from their jobs and schools, creating more challenges. Right, for them to succeed. And then more mm-hmm. specifically, and again, make up, you know, or give a personal example or make up a statistic. That's a really, really strong, really organized.
Wow.
To review those linking words, in contrast, other people hold the notion that blah, blah, blah. And listeners, I'm sure these will be on our blog. So you will be able to see these linking words.
Yes.
And then firstly, reason, for example, moreover, more specifically. So think of this as a math equation. Memorize and practice this organization. So when you get to the exam, this is exactly what you're going to use.
Awesome. So we're just plugging in our own ideas
yeah.
using these particular this vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And that is the way to get a 7 or higher. So guys, come back to our blog to check this out. This is episode 83. So come to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in 83 in the search bar. And you'll also find out about how to get into a trial for our course, a $1 trial to check out our course where we teach you this stuff in more depth, right, Jessica?
Yeah. So we have all the outlines, all the equations, as I said. I go into a lot more detail about outlining various essays like problem solution, which you might need. You see model examples. You can download things to practice with and memorize these outlines. So yeah, I mean, it has everything you need.
Everything you need. Okay. But this is really good. I love it when we get very specific and we literally give our listeners the vocabulary that they need. We know what the examiner wants, guys. So just take this and run with it. But you need to put in the practice time. That's the key.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You can't just memorize it, guys. You have to actually use it. So by the time you get to the exam, yeah. you have all the practice and all the confidence and, you know, and you'll be set. You'll be ready. You'll be relaxed and you're going to get the highest score there.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. All right, Jessica. Well, thanks for this today. Wow. This has been a long episode.
I know. I just noticed that too.
Today.
I know.
Me too. That was funny. All right. Very cool. Let's wrap it up. Thanks, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.